Mozart is again taking what had been an empty interval, the same way this was empty, ba 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 bum, and filling it in, ya da da dum, and taking an empty interval here and filling it in to create that descending idea. This process, again, of embellishing, of filling in, continues unabated. I would also point out that theme three is, in terms of its phrase structure, in terms of its rhythmic variety, the most complex theme yet. It is completely unsquare. We have a terrific amount of different kinds of rhythmic values. It's very loose, it's very vocal, it's very almost improvised in sound, but it's very carefully calculated to be built on elements, first, of theme one, and we've already pointed out the obvious, oh, I can't resist pointing this out, of the conclusion of phrase two, of theme two. A descending six-note unit, the concluding phrase of theme three. The opening phrase, excuse me, again, that descending six-note unit. Now the concluding phrase of theme three. Three repeated notes. Obviously harkens right back to theme one. So theme three contains not only an embellishment of theme two, which itself was an embellishment of theme one, but a direct reference back to theme one at the same time. Does he do this on purpose? This is a question that people often ask me, and that many of you might be asking yourselves. Does Mozart do this on purpose? I would just share the obvious with you, something that I will say often. The only mistakes we make are bad mistakes. Good mistakes don't happen. If something this good happens, it happens because it's done on purpose. Look, if you're an architect and you do something fabulous with a facade or create relationships within a room that just work, whether it's from the molding to the flooring to where you put your doors and your windows, what, was that an accident? Did you do that by mistake? No. It can't be done by mistake. You've got to sit down. You've got to work it out. You've got to figure the materials. You've got to figure the costs. You've got to create a plan that a contractor can render. Every step in the process demands constant examination of the premises of your structure. The same is true in musical composition. Every step of the way demands the composer constantly re-examine their premises. What am I trying to say? Why am I trying to say it? The fact that Mozart sat down and wrote out these pieces at a single pass should not be used against him. We should not think that Mozart was somehow this idiot savant, this moron who couldn't cleanse himself but wrote great music because, I don't know, because he was autistic. I don't know. No, that's all BS. Mozart is just an amazing craftsperson, and all of these elements go into his process at whatever part of his brain is doing the process. This is the art of composition. Lastly, we come back, in many ways, to theme four. In simplicity, in sound, in contour, much like theme one, indeed. All the repeated notes sound very much like the repeated notes in theme one, and I can continue this game with excruciating detail for at least another half hour. I could point out harmonic resemblances and departures. I could point out how phrase structures become more complex, and then by the time we get back to this fourth theme, simpler again. I could point out the relationship between C minor at the beginning of theme one and G minor at the end of theme four. Oh, this is quite a package of characters. What would have seemed to be four self-standing, prettified little tunes suddenly becomes a marvelously coherent development of an opening idea. Now, as we conclude this 45-minute segment, what I want us to listen for, I'm going to play all four themes in succession, one after the other. I want you to hear them as if they were a single melody. Boom, 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 bunk. Because I think that's how Mozart is conceiving them to a certain degree, or at least a very close family relationship. And we'll just start with theme one and move ourselves through theme four. First, theme one. Thank you. All right, and now theme two. Theme three. And lastly, theme four. So Mozart has his musical cake and eats it too. He gets diversity and contrast, but terrific coherence at the same time. All right, when we return, we'll see how he arrays these themes to create the larger drama of the concerto. Thank you.